Hello?
Hang on a second, let me just do a little. What it? How do I do this? When was the last time I did a Twitter space? Oh my god, it's been ages. There we go. This will do. Copy. Okay. There we go. Yes. Hello. Hello, hello. Can you hear me okay? If you can hear me fine, I would be grateful if you could do a little a wave or a heart or a thumbs up or something so that I know you can hear me. Ah! Hello? Oh, goodness. Is there a way I can test? You can do voice transformer now? What the fuck? That's crazy. There's, oh my god, the soundboard? Whoa, Twitter space has changed so much. When was the last time I did this? Okay. Hello, Mofsan, hello. Hello, hello, Mofsan. Let me close that. Hi, welcome, welcome. Hello, hello. Seems like everyone else is asleep. Everyone else is still asleep. I mean, if I ping my Discord live thing, hang on just a second. Twitter space. Boop. There we go. I think everyone's still asleep. Anyway, hello guys. I'm in Japan. Hello. I am currently just chilling in my hotel room. Had a nice ramen dinner. It was so good. Took a little late night stroll around Fushiminari. It was really nice. I went to Fushiminari before when I was last in Japan, but I went like kind of early morning, so it was like daylight and it was super hot. But this time I decided to go at night and it was a totally different vibe. It was so crazy. And I swear the weirdest thing happened when I was walking down the mountain. I heard like a little jingling bell, and I was crossing like this little bridge, and I shone my torch into like the bushes, and I swear to God, I swear I saw a fox. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I could be cursed. I might be cursed now. But I swear I saw like a fox-shaped animal. Could have been a bear. Maybe it was a bear. How big are bears? Anyway, that's my supernatural experience in Japan. But yeah, tomorrow is... I've still got a few more days left in Japan before I go home. I'll be back on the 26th, but I still have a few days to meet up with friends and hang out before then. So at the start of the trip, I hung out with Kason and IPN. And in a couple of days, I'll be hanging out with Nicholas from Invicta and Milky Queen, and also Aoi and Iku from Prism Project. So yeah, really, really excited to finally meet all of my friends that I've been wanting to see as well. And of course I met up with my sister Ojiki-chan as well, and we had really tasty, my favorite ramen from like this just like teeny tiny ramen shop in the middle of nowhere, and it was great. It was really great. So yes, I've been addicted to the gachapon machines this time around. Arigato. Thank you. So any moment I get, I've been throwing all of my hyakuen coins into the gachapon machines. And I've just been collecting loads of random stuff. So when I come back, I'll do a stream and I'll show you guys all the random gachapon stuff that I got. I also went to Kotobukiya in Akihabara and got a bunch of VTuber merch as well. So I'm so excited to show my VTuber merch. I'm hoping that I can go back to Akihabara again before the trip is over. Fingers crossed. But the plan tomorrow is to go to Nakano Broadway because I didn't actually make it over to Nakano Broadway last time I went. So I'm hoping this time I can get to Nakano Broadway tomorrow and yeah, do some shopping there too. It's gonna be good. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about too much without giving everything away because I want to save all the funny stories for the stream. But I don't have anything to do right now. I've eaten. I'm going to take a bath soon. Oh, the bath in the hotel room is so good. It's like a hibaburo. It's really nice. The smell is really good. And it has like a waterfall kind of like faucet kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. But when the water comes out, it's like a waterfall. It's so fancy. But yeah. I've been so in love with that bathtub. I've been having baths every single night. It's been my dream. My dream come true. Yeah. But right now I had to change my plans a little bit because I actually got sick a few days ago and it got really bad yesterday and of course, I can never go on holiday and not get sick. So, so I'm pretty much cursed now. But yeah, it got really bad yesterday, and I had to go find an English-speaking doctor to prescribe me some medication. But I've been taking my medicine. I've been feeling much better now, and I managed to go out and do stuff today. But yesterday was really hard for me because, I couldn't really do anything. I was really, really sad. So yesterday I went to the doctor's and then I had breakfast and then I went back to the hotel and I just stayed in bed all day and ordered Uber Eats to the hotel. So yesterday's meals were KFC and Wendy's. But they were really good. I had Wendy's before once when I was in America. But this was many, many years ago, and I do not remember what it was like. But actually, Japanese Wendy's pretty good. I was very impressed. Japanese Wendy's pretty tasty. Japanese KFC though it's fine. I think I prefer British KFC, unfortunately. Yeah, British KFC, like I don't know what it is. I think maybe the Japanese KFC like uses less oil or something, 'cause I found it to be not nearly as greasy and it was got a little bit dry. So I think UK KFC beats you there. Sorry, Japan. That's just my opinion. But I still ate it. It was tasty. Yeah. So I'm glad that I'm feeling better today because I would have been really, really upset if I had to cancel my plans. So thankfully I'm all good. The medicine is working very, very quickly. Yeah. I will be talking about my experience of getting medical help in Japan when I get back because it was kind of a wild goose chase, if I'm honest. I was like bounced around a lot trying to find somewhere to go, but got there in the end. So all good now. And right now, my favorite thing to drink from the kombinis and from the vending machines is the Boss Coffee fruits tea. Oh my God, it's so good. This stuff is amazing. It's just iced tea with like just a bunch of different fruits in it, and I really like it. But the thing is, I feel like I can only find it in a few vending machines. So I've made a note of which vending machines have my favorite fruit tea drink. So whenever I pass those vending machines, I always grab a fruit tea. And now I have a small collection of Craft Boss fruit tea in my fridge. But it's worth it, trust me. It's worth it. What else? What else can I tell you about without giving too much away? See you tomorrow. I will be heading back to Tokyo. I've been in Kyoto for a few days. Kyoto is really, really nice. I love it here. I would love to live here. I would love to live in Kyoto. And we did have a short day trip out to Osaka to see Ojiki. And that was really fun. I'll tell you guys all about meeting Ojiki as well, because that was really fun. And I'm really glad that after all these years we finally met. It was really good. Yeah. I had a really good time. And yeah, Osaka's really cool. But yeah, today I just kind of took it easy because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to walk far enough to feel well. So I just took a walk around the immediate area to see how I was feeling, and I discovered that there was like a museum nearby. So I took a little look in, and it was in like this really big building, and it looked really cool. And then I found there was another museum just further up the road, and it was a manga museum. So I went to the manga museum. I wasn't expecting much. I was kind of expecting it to be like for kids. I thought it was going to be like a kids museum. But I went in and I was really surprised, and I was really happy. So I went to this manga museum, and it was so cool. It was so cool. They had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands. It was like a big library of manga going all the way back to like 1920 something. It's and you could just like take them and read them. Well, you couldn't like take them out the building, but you could take them to like a quiet spot to sit and read. And there was a lot of people there just like reading ma oh, excuse me, I got the hiccups. Just like reading mangas. And yeah, I learned a lot about, like the history of mangas and where they come from and the different types and things like that. And they also had exhibits from like, drawings from famous manga artists. And that was really cool. Actually, I'm actually going to do a tweet about it after this space. So I did a little doodle while I was at the manga museum. So if any of you are in Kyoto and want to hit up the manga museum, you might see my picture on the wall. In fact, I've been leaving my picture everywhere I've been in Japan. So if you see a little Rainy hanging around somewhere, you'll know why. It's because I was there. Basically, any opportunity I get, I've just been drawing my face on things. But yeah, it was really good. But I do miss streaming. It was nice for a while not having to worry about streaming or work or and honestly, I kind of forgot about the real world for a while. It was so good. It was really nice. I've just been living in the moment, just been vibing out here, just been having a good time, visiting all the places I want to visit, buying all the things I want to buy. Yeah, it's been really good. So I'm kind of sad that the trip is almost over. I only have a few days left, but when I come back, I'll be able to do a fun stream and tell you guys all about the fun things that happened and all the cool things that I bought. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of don't want to go back. I just want to stay out here. I want to stay here. All my friends are here. I want to stay here. And it's so nice. Everything's so convenient. And the food is so much cheaper than the UK. Jesus Christ. Food in the UK is absolutely ridiculous prices. Right now, everything is crazy expensive. But food in Japan, oh my God, so cheap and so delicious. I cannot. I want to stay here. Where? Where? Sad. Anyway. Also another funny thing that's been happening is in my free moments I just like switch on the hotel TV to see, you know, what is playing on the Japanese TV stations. And there's some weird stuff on Japanese TV, guys. Excuse me. Yeah, there's some crazy things on Japanese TV. I somehow ended up on a program that was teaching you how to speak German. So I just watched this Japanese TV program teaching you how to speak German. It was really funny. And there was another program that was there's like a couple English speaking like English learning programs where I wasn't expecting the German one. The German one caught me by surprise. So yeah, that was pretty funny. And yeah, you got like your usual like variety shows. They're always a blast to see. Yeah. I feel like a good way of you know, getting to know a country is to watch their local TV. Watch their local TV. You'll always be amazed. So yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to do these Twitter spaces when like when I'm talking about my holidays and things. I always forget what I've done unless I look at the photos that I've taken, because I always miss stuff out or get things in a jumbled order. I don't know if any of you guys feel the same way, but I'll have to make a list when I get home of everything that I did and all the photos and things. I'm just there and I take pictures and I have the cool moment, and then I move on to the next thing, and the other moment has been pushed out of my mind, and I forget what I've done unless I look at the photographs. So it's fine. It's cool. But yeah, definitely recommend checking out Fushiminari Taisha at night. It's super pretty, and walking through the torii gates is super atmospheric, very cool. And also Akihabara at night is really cool as well. A lot of the stores closed at around 8 p.m., but it starts getting dark in Japan at around 6 o'clock in the evening, so you've still got like a couple hours of shopping to do before everything closes. But Akihabara at night is so much fun. Everything's so colorful, and like all the crane games are running, and I spent way too much money trying to win trying to win the Sakura Miku figurine. That's Sakura Miku, Hatsune Miku, not Miko. So for a Sakura version of Hatsune Miku from the Crane Machine. And then I went into a secondhand figure store and I found the model for secondhand for less money than I put into the machine. So, pro tip for you guys visiting Akihabara, don't bother playing for the figures in the crane machines. Just go to a secondhand store because they because any figures that people win from these crane game machines, they sell them back to these these secondhand stores. So you can just get the figure for really cheap. So that's a pro tip for you. Don't bother with the crane machines. Hi, welcome. But yeah, lots to look forward to when I get back. And I'm very much looking forward to hanging out with you guys again and doing more streams and telling you all the funny stories. So, yes. I think I'll probably leave it there for now. I just really wanted to talk to you guys and hang out just for a little bit. Just a little. Let me check here if you guys have any questions. You felt any culture shock while you were there? Yeah, definitely. I think I had more culture shock the first time I went. The second time I went, you kind of know what to expect. But the biggest culture shock I had, was probably like learning to pay for things at restaurants. Because a lot of restaurants, especially like sit down ones, once you've finished ordering your food, they will give you your bill straight away. And then you take your bill up to the counter to pay for it. So in restaurants in the UK and sit down restaurants, you ask for the bill. They bring it to you and then they bring a card machine or you leave money on the table and then you just leave. So that's probably the biggest thing to get used to is actually taking your bill up to the counter to pay. What else have we got here? Wolf-san, kikoimasu. Arigatou. Egi, Fushimi-nara is beautiful at night. It's my favorite place in Kyoto. Me too. So good. How the goofy cat doing? The goofy cat doing good. Yeah. Nihon, tanoshii yo, hontou ni. You monster. Oh, one more thing. Hang on. Let me just mute myself for a second. There we go. Sorry. I've got a bit of a cough. But one more thing. I'm so sad. I've been like practicing my Nihongo so hard. I was like determined. I'm gonna get around Japan using only Nihongo. And I only got Nihongo Jozu'd once. I was expecting to get Nihongo Jozu'd at least more than once. But it was just once. And I'm so sad. Please, please tell me my Nihongo is Jozu. I was so sad. I mean, there's still time, there's still a few days left. But I've only been Nihongo Jozu'd once on this trip. And it was, I went into like this little. Google Maps has been a great saver, by the way, when looking for restaurants to eat at. I just pull up Google Maps. I look at, what's in walking distance and I just go. I look at the pictures and I'm like, that looks delicious. I'll go there. And then if there's anything I can't read on the menu, then I just use Google Translate to like look at it. Because I'm really bad with kanji. So, and so I went to this teeny tiny little, like Japanese restaurant, family restaurant. It was like up some stairs, down this little alleyway, like just off the streets in Gion. And yeah, they brought us in, and They started trying to communicate in English, and I was just like, it's okay, I can speak Japanese. And she was like, oh, Nihongo Josu. And I was like, fuck yeah! Nani-chan, Nihongo Josu, ne! Josu, Josu. I've been to Japan 2 times. I was so nervous every time trying to pay for food in restaurants. I only go to 7-Elevens to buy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I did that the first time I went. The first time I went to Japan, I pretty much only exclusively ate konbini food because I was really nervous about going to restaurants, especially by myself. But this time around, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to eat some good home cooked food. I'm gonna go to restaurants. And I did, and it was great. And the best thing about Google is you can find all the restaurants that like the locals go to, and they don't charge you tourist prices. Like, oh my God, the tourist prices are no joke. When I said that the food was cheap in Japan, I mean like the local food. So try and find restaurants that are off the beaten path and like actual the locals go to. Those are the cheap ones, because the restaurants immediately around tourist attractions, they charge such high prices for food. So I recommend using Google to try and find some really, really local food. It's a very pro tip for you. You're getting so many pro tips from me. Anyway, I think I'm gonna wrap it up there. I don't want to give away too much, but I will be back on the 26th. I will see how I am. Maybe I'll do a stream on the 26th, but maybe I will do a stream on the 27th instead. I actually land back in the UK on the 26th, so it's going to be super late night for me, and I might not have time to stream because I have work on the 27th. So I have to wake up early for work and hope that I'm not jet lagged. Ah, sad. I don't want to go back to work. Ah. But it's fine, it's fine. Life goes on. I can't stay here forever yet. Maybe one day when I become a super independent, full-time streamer, maybe I can live in Japan. We'll see. Maybe one day. But yes. All right, that's it from me. Oh, Singa, bad timing. I'm just wrapping it up. I'm so sorry. But I will see you guys in a few days. Keep an eye out for all my tweets. I've been uploading all my vacation photos, and I will also be making some fan box posts with more detailed photos included. So yeah, keep an eye out for those if you're also a fan box member too. That'll be all done when I get back from vacation. Right, that's it. Thanks so much for coming. And I will see you guys again in a few days. じゃ、今日もありがとうね。Thanks so much. See you guys soon. Bye bye. Bye. Bye 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 bye. Oh, wait, how do I end this? Ah, here we go. Bye.